your weekly countdown. The top five on KX93.5.
Can you believe it's been 20 years since Bradley Nowell of Sublime died?
I seriously cannot. When you just said that before you played the song, it went 20 years. Tyler, time flies, let me tell you.
I'm not aware of it yet, but, you know, when I'm your age.
When you're 97.
I'll look back.
Hey, I look good for 97.
Yeah,
come
you do.
On.
You look
come
very
on.
Pretty today. Got a hat on and a little summery tank top.
Yeah, I went to the outlets down in San Clemente. I got a little get up.
That place is cool.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Get to see the ocean. Check it out. It's growing every day.
Well, Linda joins us once a week to count down the top five something, and today we're locally focused.
We are. And, you know, I just heard Sly Dog. Love that guy. He's a great surf coach.
Yeah.
He has this camp over the summer if parents are looking for something to do.
Yeah.
The kids love it. And he's super great with kids, and he's a cool dude.
Just the funniest
nice
dude
I've
ever heard.
Very
I love
cool.
him.
And hey, you know, I was listening to Caroline from Caroline's Cause Corner, and she was talking about the ranch, how they've made some really amazing improvements there. So this is actually a nice segue, because what I'm doing today, you know, we've got Memorial Day weekend coming up this weekend. This is the unofficial start to summer.
Right.
And the summer season, of course, it's going to get more crowded here in Laguna Beach, but we've got the Pageant of the Masters and all that stuff starting. So I thought, you know, we've talked about this before. I like to be a tourist in my own town.
Love the idea.
You know? Yeah. And so I started thinking, I love to eat out. And I always think, oh, I've been to every restaurant in Laguna. But that's not actually true. I went through the list.
Yeah.
And there's literally a handful, if you have six hands. Yes, I'm cheating today. of restaurants I have not been to. And I've been talking about how I want to go. And I've heard amazing things from a ton of my friends. So we're going to count down the ones that I haven't been to. And this is not just about me. It's really to sort of inspire people to share their favorite restaurant with a friend.
Well, and maybe check off that
visiting.
Bucket list.
Check off
make
that
sure
list.
You go to every restaurant in
Absolutely.
Town.
Yeah. You know, and maybe revisit some of the ones you haven't been to in a few years.
Agreed.
So, and hopefully you've been to some of these and you can sort of give your scoop on them, you know? All right, number five, kind of unorthodox, Tyler. I'm doing a tie for number five.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm a cheater. Sorry.
All right.
Number five, the tie is Slapfish.
Yep.
And just right up the road, 242 Cafe Fusion Sushi.
Been to both.
Been to both.
I've been to both.
Okay, now Slapfish, I keep hearing about the lobster rolls. I love lobster.
Slapfish is delicious.
And the clam chowder. And I've been on a mad hunt for years to find an amazing bowl of clam chowder in Orange County.
Yeah.
There's a couple on the peninsula in Newport, but seriously, I'm still looking for that great clam chowder.
This
you
might
think
be
this
it.
Could be it?
This might be it. And they've got chowder fries where they literally pour clam chowder on French fries.
Okay, you could pour poo on French fries if there's ranch involved, and I would like it.
That's disgusting.
Sorry, that's gross.
Chef Andrew Gruhl, actually, who's the chef at Slapfish, used to come on the show and do like a little food segment with us. So I know those guys well. I'm really happy they're in town. It's good takeout. It's not cheap, but it's, you know, good lunch stop.
Well,
for
I do
sure.
have a coupon, $5 off
hey,
a lobster roll. You know I like
going.
To save money.
We're going.
And it's right there, sort of tucked away by Carmelita's and the gas station right there across from Main Beach. So can't wait to check that out.
I call that expensive restaurant corner.
Is that what they call it?
No, I just made that.
So catchy. but the other one, Fusion Sushi. I might be going there this Friday night.
Really interesting sushi spot.
That's what I hear. Very unique. They have cooked food as well as sushi. So if you don't like sushi, I actually don't eat sushi. Sorry, everyone. But I do love Japanese restaurants. So I can't wait to go there. And it's supposed to be very unique, like I mentioned. Just very interesting. And it's got an intimate setting right there by the big Starbucks on PCH.
It's a good spot. And they've really kind of creative, weird rolls that are wrapped in strange things and stuffed with weird things. They have vegetable sushi rolls, too. So you don't have to get fish in there.
Right.
It's pretty cool.
Very cool. And I heard they just opened a new one in Manhattan Beach.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
And Slapfish, a lot of people know about this one. They have one in Newport as well.
Yeah.
So
Huntington,
I'll check
I think.
Those out. On the peninsula. It's on Newport Boulevard.
Well, they have
maybe they
one
have
in
one in Huntington,
too.
Okay. Maybe they do. Number four, I mentioned that the Pageant of the Masters, of course, is coming back and the Sawdust Festival. I've never been to Ivory Restaurant and Lounge right next to it.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of new, though.
Relatively new.
Yeah, I haven't been there either.
I walked in one time to use the restroom. Thank you, Ivory Restaurant and Lounge. And it looked very beautiful, but I've never actually eaten
there. Yeah, I've never been there either. That's a tough parking lot.
It's
not a high-trafficked parking lot.
Yeah, it's tough to get in there. But you know what? If you're going to Sawdust Festival right next door, make a reservation, I'm sure. But a great spot. And there aren't a lot of places, obviously, to eat in the canyon.
Right.
I also recommend, this is not on my list, but walking distance is Laguna Canyon Winery, which I recently discovered, which is fantastic.
Awesome spot.
They have really wonderful wines.
Yep.
And it's just a really cool, obviously, local spot, so close to home. You can just cruise in there, take an Uber home, or have a friend pick you up.
Right.
But very cool. And in terms of ivory, I hear the Chilean sea bass is the way to go, and they have a huge wine list as well.
Right on.
So I'll have to check that one
out. Cool.
Number three, I was supposed to go to lunch there with Miss Laura Buckle of KX93.5.
Oh, God.
Smashed, but we had to reschedule.
That would be the most energetic lunch of all time.
It's tough to get a word in edgewise.
Everybody would be looking like, who are these blondes? They
stop
won't stop.
Talking, people. Good morning, Laura, if you're listening. But we were supposed to go to, and I pass it, we all pass it, probably numerous times a day, Gigi's Bistro.
Yep.
The Mediterranean.
It's well-liked by our staff here at KX93.5.
What do you get when you go there? What's your favorite?
Well, just anything Mediterranean. Get some hummus.
Okay.
You know?
Oh, hummus.
I'm not saying that
I've been calling
right.
it hummus. I feel like an idiot. Hummus.
And our listener, Vic, he's good friends with
good
the
morning,
owner.
Vic.
And they go fishing together, and Vic brings back some fish and takes it to Gigi's. It's a whole thing.
Very cool. Well, it's Italian and Mediterranean, and I like both.
Yep.
They have a huge menu. I was checking it out last night. They have a happy hour, bunch of yummy items for $5, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. They have salads, kebabs, of course, pasta, panini sandwiches. They have burgers, appetizers. I have a lot of friends who are gluten-free. Good morning, Donna Piskin. Donna Tiab, sorry. they have a lot of gluten-free menu items as well.
And is Donna listening?
I don't know.
Okay, all right.
I don't know. Is anyone listening?
No.
I'm listening, you're listening. That's the only thing I can confirm
Laura Buckle
this morning.
For sure.
Well, hopefully. But parking is very convenient. There's that lot underneath that a lot of people forget about, and the giant one
it's
behind
a good
it.
Secret lot,
yeah.
by the way.
So if you don't know where that is, it's in sort of a little shopping area underneath Big Fish,
right?
Which I also like to go to.
Yeah.
So check that one out. I will be there eventually.
Okay.
Perhaps Laura
we'll
Buckle
see
and I
you
will
there
reschedule
at
and
some
show
time.
Up. Okay, fantastic. Number two, I can't believe I have not been to this place. You're probably going to scream at me.
Uh-oh.
Taco Loco.
Yeah, you got to go to Taco Loco.
How have I not been to Taco Loco?
I don't
Loco?
Know, but you got to go.
It's ridiculous. And every time I walk by it, I drive by, I go, ah, Taco Loco. I got to go to Taco Loco.
Taco Loco is sort of how we describe sushi fusion for Mexican food. It just kind of does weird, unique, interesting things to the tacos. And one time, I had a drink and a coconut there. So, you know.
A drink and a coconut?
No, in a coconut.
Oh, in a coconut.
Put the straw in
they
there.
Do that?
They, yeah. They
now,
do
that is Loco.
Right.
That sounds amazing. I have to say, you know, it's a hole in the wall. It's a favorite among locals.
Totally.
It's open. I don't know how
open,
late,
very
but
late.
Late.
Yeah.
The night I met my husband here in Laguna Beach, all of our friends, they were mostly my new friends, a couple of them I knew, they were all chowing down at Taco Loco at I don't know what time, right? It was after the KX93.5 sponsored Colin Hay concert.
That's when you met your husband?
That's the night I met my,
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
I'm so happy to have brought you together.
I heard about KX93.5. I went, they have a radio station, and I joked to my friend Emily, good morning.
So that night, you got a job and a husband.
Pretty much. And a son and a bunch of new awesome friends in Laguna.
Dude.
It was a pretty good night. But so we were about 20 feet away from Taco Loco chatting while all of our friends were just completely stuffing their faces at Taco Loco. So I've kind of been there, but haven't eaten it.
Hi, Jeff.
It's really...
Is Jeff listening?
Good morning, Jeff. No one's listening. I'm going to put this on Facebook and tell everyone, like, hey,
everyone
I might have given
out.
You a shout out. I hear they have amazing fish tacos and nachos at Taco Loco.
Yeah, it's a good
so,
spot.
So got to go there. Okay, number one. You know what? I was also supposed to go to number one with Laura Buckle.
You've messed up.
And her husband, Jonathan.
Maybe Laura
and
has.
All these other people. Eva's Caribbean Kitchen.
I live by Eva's. And
you
Eva
do.
Is a wonderful woman.
Okay.
And the food is excellent.
Is it?
Yes.
What's your favorite there?
I get the catfish.
Okay. That's what I was going to mention.
I get the blackened catfish.
Okay. The catfish. And of course, the jerk chicken you'd have to.
Yeah. It's really spicy. And I'm a spice hound.
Okay.
And it's really spicy.
Okay.
But
I'm
mean,
spicy, but I don't like spicy food.
Yeah. I don't know where Eva's from, but it's definitely not America. You know?
She's from Guyana, I believe.
Something ethnic.
Yeah,
because
like
she
North
makes some
Guyana?
Food that you do not see in the United States very often.
Well, yeah. The menu has dishes from the Africans and Creole, East Indians.
It's really
Amerindians, Chinese, European. I mean, all kinds of different stuff. And it looks so cute. Yellow, little hideaway with
it.
Some pink lights
they
and everything.
They do rum flights?
That's what I was just going to say.
Yeah.
They have, oh my gosh, I was looking at their website. Okay. With over 385 rums from 37 different countries.
I've learned so much about rum just from Eva.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, very cool. I mean, they have pages of different rums.
It's like Fundacion Carnaval. I can't remember the name of it, but
that's fancy.
Something that she showed me, and now I try to order it every time I see it.
Okay.
Anyway, Eva's great. She's so funny. Brief story.
Okay.
It's right next to my house.
Uh-huh.
So it was a good place when I was dating to take girls, right? Because it's right down the street.
So Eva sees every chick you bring
Eva
in there.
Has seen
oh
me with several different women.
Okay.
And she'll give me a knowing wink like, here's another one.
She's like, this one's nice,
it's
wink, wink.
It's hilarious. We share it. Only she knows.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's just me and Eva. It's been several years since that relationship. But, you know, she knows. She's
all
knowing.
That's really funny. Yeah. Very cool. And it just seems like, you know, summer's starting and everything. It seems very festive, kind of summery. It's outdoor. Do they have an indoor portion
as well?
Yeah,
indoor and outdoor, yeah.
Okay. It kind of reminds me, just looking at it as I drive by, like Key Largo or something like that.
Yeah, it is.
You know? Kinda, not that I've ever been to Key Largo.
For sure.
Yeah. So those are the five that I,
love it.
I should say, that I really want to go to. And otherwise, I've seriously been to every
I'll take you to Eva's and Eva will be like, who's this one?
And I'll be like, no, not a date. So anyway, I'm excited to check all these off. I'm going to do that in the next, I would say, month, hopefully.
All right, cool.
Okay?
I'm going to hold
and
you to it.
I implore everyone else to kind of do that, too. All right, a couple of big movies opening this weekend. Memorial Day, they always have a couple of blockbusters. We've got X-Men Apocalypse.
Yeah.
Which should be cool.
You know, I heard it was 13. Terrible.
Did you?
Yeah, but I'm so worried about that because I love the franchise.
Right, I do, too.
So I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. Well, it's PG-13. It's 3D. You've got, of course, Jennifer Lawrence, James McAvoy, Michael Fassbender.
Then
also, Alice Through the Looking Glass is coming out. This is a sequel to the other one. Mia Wasikowska. She returns to the whimsical world of Wonderland.
I don't know.
And you've got Johnny Depp and
Anne
Hathaway, Helena Bonham Carter.
That story. How much more can you do with it?
Also, Pink's Just Like Fire is from that song. She just performed that over the weekend at the Billboard Music Awards.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very
and,
topical.
She was spinning around like she does, little trapeze artist.
Yeah.
It's a good song, I think.
All right.
So anyway, I'll check that one out.
I don't listen to any music unless we play it.
Play that one. I bet you've never played Pink.
No. Linda Halligan, thank you.
You're welcome.
We'll
I'm
see
hungry
you.
Now.
Next week, Jason will be back, and Linda will be here for another Top 5. It is KX93.5, and you can find her on Facebook at Linda Halligan TV. Here's the new Blink-182 song. They're back with new music. Love the single called Bored to Death.